The drive continues with Need to Know Basis on TSN 1200.
Well, it's been a pretty special song for a pretty special kid. Unfortunately, Ben Stelter passed away yesterday at age 6, a rare brain cancer, and this was his song. This was the Oilers' song throughout the playoffs. Play La Bamba, baby, and we're doing it for you, kid. Certainly condolences to friends and family, everyone that knew Ben Stelter, who touched so many in that community. Here's what you need to know today. Canada, speaking of Edmonton, playing at 6 o'clock tonight against Slovakia as they look to go 2-0. It's a 5:30 pregame. Canada, Slovakia, Jim Taddy, and Sean Simpson will have the pregame show for you. Roope Järventi with one of the goals. Finland beat the Czechs today 4-3 in a shootout. And the late game tonight is Switzerland against the United States. Tough news for Robin Lehner. He's out for the season with a hip injury. Got some CFL tonight. Montreal at Winnipeg. As the Bombers try to go 10-0, Alouettes come in at 2-6. Can catch that one on TSN tonight. Bill Russell's number 6 will be retired across the NBA, the third athlete in North American sports to have their number retired from across the league. Jackie Robinson and Wayne Gretzky occurred before that. And the Cleveland Browns could turn to a trade with San Francisco if Deshaun Watson is made unavailable for the season, as Jimmy Garoppolo has been given permission by the Niners to seek a trade in Cleveland, could be a possibility. Also tonight, Field of Dreams game in Iowa, Cubs and Reds. Look forward to that one this evening. We do have some afternoon baseball. Marlins beat the Phillies 3-0. Cleveland 4-3 winners in Detroit. Astros down Texas 7-3. Royals lead the White Sox 4-2, bottom 8. Top 7, Cardinals and Rockies tied 2-2 in Denver, and the Pirates up 3-2 in Arizona, end of 4. The only other game tonight has the Orioles and the Red Sox from Fenway. And that is what you need to know today, along with the fact that the World Cup will now be a 29-day event instead of 28, as they've pushed the Qatar game against Ecuador up a day. So it now starts on November 20th. Let's get to some CFL picks. And Graham Creech, we'll start with a game tonight. Montreal and Winnipeg. I can't imagine there's a lot of overthinking this. I mean, the Alouettes come in at 2-6. The Bombers are 9-0. And Trevor Harris didn't practice this week. They'll start, but he's been dealing with a back injury. Is there any reason to take the Alouettes tonight?
Well, I guess the reason would be hoping that a bet pays out, but no, I don't think that's happening. I got no reason to pick the Alouettes over the Bombers.
What bet is that?
I'm just saying for odds. Like, you just hoping to win money.
Yeah.
Like, that would be the only reason to take them.
Yeah. But I...
Because the odds are so long, AJ, that if they pulled off the upset, you'd have a big payday.
Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah, I don't feel it tonight. I feel like Winnipeg, like...
Should I bet on them?
Look, they're the champs. They're 9-0. They showed, especially when they played BC, if they need to ratchet it up, they can. I feel like they're not going to win 3 in a row this year. I feel like someone's going to beat them. Maybe a team like the BC Lions, as long as Nathan Rourke stays healthy, because they've got all the weapons in place. But this isn't the week to pick the Bombers to lose at home against Montreal. I just don't feel it. You going Bombers as well? We going Bombers sweep here Matty K?
Yeah, I can't pick the Elks. I just can't do it.
The other game involving Eastern teams has Toronto at Hamilton. Argos are 4-3, whereas the Ticats are 2-6, much like Montreal. Start with you, Matty K. Who do you like in this one?
I don't really like any of them, but I don't know. Dane Evans, doubtful.
Yeah.
I don't think it really matters. Toronto has looked, I don't know how they have the record that they have. They've looked, I mean, I know how they have it, but they've looked so bad. I have to think that the Tabbies figure it out at some point. Yeah, give me Hamilton, but this is not a game that I'm going to be, like, clearing my schedule to watch. I expect it to be some bad football. And, yeah, I'm grudgingly taking Hamilton because I can't get on board the good ship Argo.
Yeah, I'm just going to take the Argos. I think they're going to prove to be the top team in the East. And then there's everyone else. So I'll just take the Argos.
I think Hamilton's going to win this game. Matthew Schultz, I don't think he's going to win a boatload of games in the league as a starter, but I think he's a reasonable change of pace quarterback and can give you problems with what he can do on the ground. Toronto, I just feel like they've got some good talent. I don't like the way they're coached. I'm going to take Hamilton in this one. I feel like the experts have six people picking the Bombers and five of six people taking Hamilton, which makes me a little bit nervous on the second one because I feel like this is kind of a pick 'em. But I'll say the Argos beat themselves and Hamilton ends up winning this game. I'm going to move to Saskatchewan at Edmonton, and I'm going to go first here. The Elks have lost 11 straight on the at home. Ottawa, of course, has lost 18 of 19 at home, and the Elks have lost 11 straight at home. And this is the game preceding a home and home between the Elks and the Red Blacks. The Elks looked absolutely awful last week at home against the BC Lions, as they did earlier this year when they looked awful in BC to open the season. I don't know why I'm doing this. They seem to make 12 changes a week. But I feel like the Elks are going to bounce back, and I feel like the Elks are going to get that first home win since 2019 in over 1,000 days. I'm going with the Elks, baby. This pick makes no sense, but Saskatchewan's 0-3 since Marino went down. This is totally a pick, I think, with my heart, because I'd love to see... Totally with my heart, because I want to see Saskatchewan finish the season 4-14 because of what happened with Marino. And I'd like to see that streak end before Ottawa goes there as well. That's the other part. You don't want to be the team going there with a possibility of losing to a team that hasn't won a home game since 2019. I don't know how they're going to get it done offensively. I'll just say that Chris Jones' defenses generally find it out, figure things out in the second half of the season. So I'll take the Elks. Doesn't make sense, though.
Yeah, I'm just going to take Saskatchewan because the Elks, on top of everything you mentioned, they're 0-6 against their division, and they suck, and going to Saskatchewan.
And then... the game of the week, BC-Calgary. For me, I just like the Nathan Rourke show. I'm taking BC to win again. This is going to be a fantastic game. Second and third best teams in the league. Calgary's the home team. I like the Lions.
Yeah, I think I've picked all the favorites so far. I don't care. I'm going with BC again, not only because of the Nathan Rourke show, but they've surrendered. I know they've played less games than some people, but they've surrendered the fewest points in the league as well. So I'm going to go with the BC Lions.
Matty K, who do you like in those last two Western games?
I can't. I'd love to see Saskatchewan lose, but I don't know. The Elks are bad. I think this is a week where Sask figures it out a little bit. So give me the Riders. And, I mean, based on what we saw from the Stamps last week, their offense was almost as bad as Ottawa's. They're going up against a high-powered BC Lions team. Give me the Road Lions and the Nathan Rourke Show to continue as he plays probably his last season in the CFL going to the NFL.
Should be a fun weekend of CFL action. All kicks off tonight on the TSN family and networks with Winnipeg hosting Montreal. Back to wrap things up in a moment before we hand it off to Jim Taddy and Sean Simpson. Canada-Slovakia tonight, right after The Drive on TSN 1200.
The Drive continues on TSN 1200.
Congratulations to George Power.
Wow!
You're off to see the Ottawa Titans take on Le Capital de Québec, August the 14th. Just a couple minutes before we sign off with Jim Taddy and Sean Simpson handling the pregame duties. Canada, Slovakia, their second game of the tournament. Kevin from Bell's Corners writes, are you planning on getting blizzards from DQ? It's Miracle Treat Day today. Oh, baby. You know it.
Is that your next stop?
It's not my next stop, but yeah, that's in the cards this evening.
Yeah, I think I might have to make a stop.
Yeah, it was already in the cards.
We used to get them here. I wonder if the morning people got them. But I am going to get one, I think.
Yeah.
Beats?
Certainly worth worth the trip, all for a good cause on Miracle Treat Day.
I hadn't planned it out, but yeah, I might surprise the wife with a couple of blizzards when I get in tonight. We've got one just down the street from us.
Nice.
After we moved into the house, we went to the DQ, and I embarrassed myself quite a bit because I thought there was like the menu board, and then the speaker was further up, and it wasn't until we got past the menu board that I realized the speaker was in the menu board. So we got to the window and was like, yeah, we didn't order at the window. We have to order now. And she was like, oh, that was you. It happens all the time. So it was embarrassing, but I was pretty rattled. I hate when you miss the speaker in the drive-thru. Feel like such an idiot.
I can't say I've had that happen, really.
Strawberry Oreo.
Strawberry Oreo?
That's my go-to on Miracle Treat Day.
I might do that in honor of you then, AJ.
Sounds pretty good.
You can't go wrong with Strawberry Oreo. All right, our thanks to our guests today, Travis Yost and James Derwin. Tomorrow we'll be back 2 to 6 after a couple of 3.5-hour shows. See how Canada looks tonight against Slovakia. We'll see how that CFL game goes tonight. We'll see how that Field of Dreams game goes tonight. Certainly a few different options from hockey to baseball. A little basketball this weekend, a little football tonight. It's always soccer on, so lots going on in the sporting world, and we'll be back tomorrow to take you through it. 2 to 6, for Graham Creech and Matt Conisfita, I'm AJ Jakubek, signing off. Have yourself a terrific Thursday.